DNA, fingerprints found on shell casings where Brown University shooting occurred. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 18, 2025. Law enforcement has recovered shell casings with DNA and fingerprints from the area in which the Brown University shooting occurred, sources told the New York Times. Neat added that Colonel Oscar Perez also told reporters that investigators have DNA evidence. Rhode Island Attorney General Peter F. Nerona, D., commented on the person of interest being pursued by law enforcement, saying, "He will be caught. And it's just a matter of time before we catch him." Breitbart News noted that it was Nerona who admitted there were fewer, if any, cameras in the part of the Barrison Holly Engineering and Physics building where Saturday's Brown University shooting occurred. Nerona told reporters, "So there's the back part of the building, the old part, and the front part, the new part. The shooting occurs in the old part towards the back. And that older part of the building, there are fewer, if any, cameras in that location, I imagine, because it's an older building. Because of the lack of on-site cameras, videos of the individual described as a person of interest have consisted of clips from a distance of him walking down streets or across intersections." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.